Please rise and join us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Warren County Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
No.
And the agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I just want to remind everybody that the Veterans Affairs is still looking for a director. And the advertisement for the position should have been in the papers. We've also got it posted on our website. So anybody that might be interested in that part-time position, they can get the job description and the application is also on the website, or they can get it here in the office, in the auditor's office. And we'll be posting also our payroll deputy position soon, so we're working on that. And I want to thank Tyler Technologies for the beautiful bouquet of flowers that they sent us yesterday. And I guess that's about it, unless somebody else. That's it.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Yeah, just getting busy like always. Nothing new to report, so.
Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I'll mention right off the bat that I got hung up on a phone call right before the meeting, so I actually have the documents for my agenda items right here. I was waiting for some language from regional planning, and they didn't get back to me. I didn't get a chance to talk to them, actually, until Monday. It wasn't their fault. So anyway, I brought those along with me. I just wanted to mention that before I forget it.
No, about 10 minutes to get those sanitized before it hits our desk.
Yep. They're clean. Otherwise, we're trying to use the little bit nicer or warmer weather to some extent this week to do some blading. So the guys are out, kind of a mix of spot blade, regular blade, and then just checking roads. So that's going on. I have spoken to Jim a couple times about the utility contractor that's working out for Danville, for Danville Telephone. Some of their crews are good about signs, some of them are not, so we've spoken to Danville Telephone a couple times, and they're in agreement with us, and they're dealing with it. It's actually their contractor, but obviously they're using our roads, so it's a mix of everything there. So thank you for letting me know about those situations, and don't hesitate to let me know again, because I finally spoke directly with Tim Fensel, and he wasn't pleased at all, because the conversation had already been had from earlier in the week. So. So that is ongoing, and obviously the bridge project is moving along, going very well. I don't know if they'll start driving piling by the end of this week, but they could be driving piling in the next couple weeks for the first pier, the one that's there closest to the levee system. So that's good headway. I think there's a chance they'll actually start this week, but we'll see. They are fighting some seep water down there, which is to be expected when you're playing in a creek. But other than that, things are moving. We have a bid next Tuesday for our Flint Bottom project at 11 o'clock. I want to say thanks to Colin. He's setting up a stream for that, so contractors could follow if they want to. So Terry and I will do that bid opening next Tuesday at 11. Should be long enough after the board meeting that shouldn't conflict. That's actually the same day as the DOT bid opening, and there's reason for that. We wanted to get competition, and the best way to get competition is have contractors all up doing bids. And obviously, it's also the same time period. The DOT bid opening's at 9, and that's when the DOT is bidding the last phase of their 11-mile stretch of grading and paving north of Burlington. So just to kind of give you an idea of why that timing and everything else. So other than that, there's a seems like we're juggling a ton of things right now, helping out the auditor's office and trying to start on budget and everything else. I have to give a lot of credit to Becky. I think she's stretched pretty thin in a couple different directions. So, not unlike a couple people in Terry's office, including Terry. So, that's all I've got.
Ryan, the last 9 miles, does that go from where they've left off already clear to the county line?
No, there are two more. Okay, there's really three projects in the big picture. There's the project that they're doing now, which is obviously kind of a three-phase, ultimately a five-year project, give or take. Because the project they're bidding in December, there's actually enough working days that it could take 2 years. Then the second project is just more or less the bypass around Mediapolis. I mean, now it's not quite that simple. They'll obviously take off from where they're ending this one, and they'll go out around, come back in, and be up kind of north, up north of that paved road that goes around Mediapolis and comes into the school, if you know that area.
Northfield area.
Yeah, into that area. And then the third project in the big picture actually then extends from that connection all the way to Newport Junction. So it actually rolls into Loayza County when that is. And that'll obviously, that will complete the four lane in Des Moines County, but kind of be the start of the four lane rolling into the Loayza County and up past Wapello and all that. So, and then of course there's phases to go around Wapello and all that. That's beyond all of that. But, so yeah, that's.
Getting back to Flint Creek, you said you're getting ready to drive the piling down and all that. Yeah. What's our completion date on that? Is it, we're looking like July, August?
So, I mean, I'm gonna say the same thing that I said to anybody that asked. I think the absolute best case scenario would be late May. I think that would be, if there was ever that would be perfect weather, perfect situation, perfect conditions. Winter's the best winter we've had in a while to be able to work consistently through. I think the, what I would call is almost the hope would be sometime in late June, July. Yeah. And kind of the worst case scenario is late August.
Yeah.
And the big reason for the variance is, you know, what's winter gonna be like? Cause these guys will work through the winter.
Yeah.
But obviously you get down to, you get a winter like we had a couple years ago where we were 5 to 15 below and then wind chills on top of that, they're not gonna work in that. And then what's the river levels gonna do? Because those are, to me, the two big factors that I at this point have no way to predict. But we're heading into mid-December and they've been able to work every single day, keep on going, they've made good headway. And the water levels won't matter if they can have a good winter and get up and out of the water, because then everything else is up above. But there is a levee, you know, that protects the north industry of Burlington. And so if we can get our work done in that levee area, so it's stable, then with the water comes up and they're up and out of it, then they can really keep making progress, even in the spring, even if the water is up. But most of their dirt work isn't gonna be until the springtime. So, we still obviously need some water levels to stay reasonable through that period. So a lot of weather considerations, I guess, would be the biggest question, like any project, but we're definitely off to a good start.
Yeah.
Been a dry fall and or dry early winter, however you want to look at it. So they're making good progress.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian. Sheriff-elect Kevin Glendinning.
Nothing major to report at the sheriff's office. We're just working on some stuff for next year's budget, school resource officer contracts and our town contracts, and just getting those in line. And the jail, this morning was at 80. They're going to release three, so they should be back down in the 70s today, and we currently have 9 out of county.
Is the prison system starting, Oakdale start accepting prisoners again?
Yeah, it's just a slow process, is my understanding, is just waiting on the test and then the test results and just getting them able to be transferred in there. But they are taking prisoners.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Rodney Gleason, maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to report this time.
Ken Heinemann, community service.
Good morning. Yeah, the regional have our monthly meetings tomorrow. I know for me, dealing with contracting, this is the time of year we look at our contracting language and we have a couple of tweaks to make, so we're gonna work as a management team on that. Any changes like how we, that we're getting the providers to enter more and more into our computer system and the billing's changing a little bit based on that, what the providers can enter into CSN computer system, stuff like that. And getting providers to bill Medicaid before they bill the region. We may tweak a few things in the language on the contract, saying that it already says that in our management plan, but just to reinforce those things. So, otherwise, continuing to be busy.
Thanks, Ken. Krista Pogrin, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy over at Local Health with contact tracing. There is a little more information now on the website regarding the number of positive cases. In the last 14 days, the positivity rate is 17.5, but now they're also posting the 7-day positivity rate, which is 13%. They have 326 cases in the last 14 days and 191 cases in the last 7 days. So they definitely have put more information onto the website. Total year to date, we still have 3,114 total positive cases. And again, just it seems like the numbers are trending downwards, so really appreciate what the community is doing as far as social distancing, staying home when they're sick, and continuing with the good hand hygiene. So we can continue this through the rest of the holidays. That would be wonderful. And then I have an agenda item.
Okay. Thank you, Krista. We got online.
I have two on here. My first one is Chris Lee Conservation.
Chris Lee Conservation.
Good morning. Not a lot to update you on. Field team is out working in Stars Cave. We're gathering up firewood, getting ready to process the firewood. Interesting statistic of note, based on sales, we sold over 15,000 pieces of firewood last year in Big Hollow alone. So we've got our work ahead of us. If you know anyone that wants to volunteer to split wood, we're open to volunteers up there at the shop. We do get a lot of restitution help and a number of volunteers that do come help us with that. So that's been hugely valuable over the years. Generally, what we're using for firewood is stuff that blows down in storms, hazard trees that come down, we cut off trails throughout the year, and then this time of year rolls around, we go up to our various parks and gather that up. I don't think we've ever had to actually go out and actually harvest wood to do that. So. That's about it. We'll see you guys at the budget meeting coming up.
Thanks, Chris.
Zach James, Land Use.
Zach James, Land Use.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can.
All right, perfect. Land Use, things are going well. I've got a subdivision up for review that we're hopeful will be on the agenda for next week for approval, barring any major comments. Got a couple other subdivisions that we're working with applicants on. I think we're expecting at least one more subdivision coming in probably next week or so. We got a couple more kind of out there in the works. So see where those get off and then continue to try and finalize some ordinance updates. So making good progress there and getting pretty close, I think, to a place where we can start to go through maybe a review approval process. So I think that's all I have for today.
Thanks, Zach. Okay.
Welcome.
COVID-19 update, Krista took care of us there. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do not.
No.
I have none. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims of $152.25.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Approval of a compensation board member. the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I am interested in serving a four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as a representative for the county attorney. The term will expire in July 2024. Marlis Roberts, Burlington, Iowa.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have approval of the 2020 gas and electric assessments. State gives us these. We can either accept them and collect the taxes. Or blow them off. So
it's adjust your budget.
Completely up to you, gentlemen.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Good old state.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing for the utility assessments. We have a utility assessment to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a resolution for...
Allow me.
Okay. Resolution for the STBG funding for the Des Moines County Highway 99 Rehabilitation Contract. You want to touch on this, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. So, federal highway bills come along and they develop a new acronym every time they create a highway bill. And so this is essentially, we apply for these funds every so often. We rotate with the neighboring counties, and it works out very well. You try to use these on larger projects. This happens to be our turn, I guess, to apply for them. To give you an example, some other projects we've done with this type of funding. Well, we did another Highway 99 project years ago that had this funding in it. Mediapolis Road, two or three years ago, that had this funding in it. It's a grant, basically a grant application that runs through regional planning. This would be what we call, I'd call kind of four-year money. So you apply now, but it's not really available to you until fiscal year 25. Which seems like a long ways, but that's the world of transportation, is you're always planning in advance.
If so, you don't apply for it, it's never available to you.
Yeah. So this resolution is a resolution of support. I actually am building the application as we speak. Have to do a little bit more work to get that ready. It's not due until the end of December, but because Board of Supervisors tend to get a little... you never know for sure how meetings are going to, timing are going to occur during the holidays. Instead of pushing my luck, I just went ahead and got this resolution ran through. So that's what it is. I think the funding is just under $1.5 million, and that changes. I mean, as you can imagine, the feds come out with a number, and then by the time you actually get it, typically it's less. I mean, it's rarely do they actually give the amount of money to the transportation industry that they like to throw out there from media to show. So I don't know exactly what it'll be, but it can fluctuate a little bit from there. We will likely do a larger project and bring in some farm to market money or some local money or something, and ultimately it'll be a much larger project than that. I think currently we estimate roughly $3.5 million just for that project. And then we'll be able to do some more work alongside it. So that's, like I said, that's the whole kind of story on it, and it's a typical part of the overall funding process.
So. Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
We have a motion to support the application.
Yes.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
This is also an example I'll mention. It is federal funds when it comes to the state, but because of the SWAP process that was approved a couple years back, by the time it funnels down to regional planning and then funnels to us, it's actually considered local money. So we're relieved of some of the headaches that are attached to federal money, I guess is what I would put it with. So it doesn't change the scope or the quality of the project or how we handle things, but it actually is SWAP money by the time it makes it to us. It's not actually federal money. So it'll still go through the full-blown design process, the full-blown bid process. The same contractors will have access to bid on it. It's just got a few less strings attached to it, I guess I would say.
Relieves you of some of the more onerous requirements.
Yep. So nobody ever really enjoys federal money. They make rules for the fun of it, not necessarily out of logic. So.
Thank you, Brian. Yep. We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for local health. We have James Holly, environmental health and retirement, effective January 4th, 2021.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Give Jim our thanks for his many years of service.
I will, thank you.
Thank you. We have two personnel actions for the Sheriff's Office. We have Keaton Scott Hoshek, new deputy, new rate of $45,735.05. Effective December 28th, 2020. And Trish Renee Osborne, part-time clerk, an anniversary salary increase. The previous rate was $15.50 and the new rate is $16.50.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the General Assistance monthly report for November 2020, the Recorder's report of fees collected for November 2020, and the Veterans Affairs report for November 2020. These reports will all be on file in the Auditor's Office and available for public review. Minutes for the regular meeting of December 1st, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I have done.
What a busy week. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you're on limited seat. Oh, before we do that, we can get a department report from the Lisa Schaefer, Boone County Attorney.
Sorry, I apologize. I was taking a guilty plea on a robbery case.
Good for you.
Yeah. We're just plodding along, working on trials, trying to resolve as many cases as we can before the February date hits. so the onslaught isn't quite so bad. I know the courts have actually are using this opportunity to get some of the family law and civil cases done that don't require juries. So they're using their time wisely, and we're hoping we can do the same. So when February rolls around, it's not quite as hectic as it was the last go around.
When in February are they scheduled to start again?
Right now, we're operating by the original court dates that had been set up months ago. February 16th, 15th or 16th, I believe, is the first court date. 16th. But I do know that Judge Brown, the chief judge, is working with court administration that if we do need additional dates, normally we're always scheduled for about 1 week a month under normal circumstances. I know when we started trials in September, we were going 3 weeks out of every month for district court, and then the off week was provided to associate court. They haven't done that right now. I think they want to see what we're going to be looking at. We're continuing to do the regularly scheduled pretrial conferences, whereas in the spring of this year, we just kind of forwarded everything off. Now the judges have decided we'll go ahead and do pretrial conferences to see if we can work, if cases are going to work out prior to trial, we just assume get it done sooner rather than later. So I think she's kind of waiting till next month to see where we're going to sit as far as what the docket will look like. I know when we had, I had my legal assistant do the docket for what should be set for the first trial date, and I believe there's 116 cases that are all ready for trial, which is why we're going to be working pretty diligently. If we can work things out, we'll work things out. But the judge, I think, she understands that we'll probably have to get additional trial dates added. Because I think in our district, we did more trials in that six-week period than any of the other counties in our district. I think we did 5. And everybody else maybe did 1 or 2. We're a little busier than the rest of the counties in general, so.
Thank you, Lisa. Anybody would like to make a public comment? Due to public or to limited seating, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. In the meantime, is there anybody in attendance that has any comments or questions?
John Lennon was murdered 40 years ago today.
As you think about that, though, that's not the day of music day.
No, that's when I quit playing rock and roll.
The day music type was when Big Bopper went down to his airplane.
In Iowa.
Flying in fog.
In Iowa.
Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
We should live up around there.
I played at the surf ballroom.
Were they glad to see you go?
I was pretty young, so I think we were up there about the time I'd been there now. First, second, third grade, something like that. So yeah, they might have been.
Yeah. What town?
Mason City.
Waylon Jennings gave up his seat on that flight, or we wouldn't have all his great country music.
Who?
Waylon Jennings.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why when I went someplace and Rodney Wallman offered to take me, I went because he didn't want to die either.
Yep.
There's other kinds. You just take off and go up the fall.
How tall was Rodney?
How tall?
Yeah, was he about 6'3", something like that?
No.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
About 6'6".
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of that. Back in the day, I had a friend. 30 seconds, but I had a friend that we were in college anyway, so he went to Florida for spring break and borrowed Rodney, somebody's my driver's license because he was only 19 or whatever, 20. So it said he was 6'3". But my friend's about 5'9". He presents that to an officer at the door. He looked at him and smiled. He said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Well, you knew that." He said, "What's your address?" they put him in a busy little paddy wagon that was full of quite inebriated college students. Some of them were sick. It was mostly a shuttle bus one thing. Anyway, I apologize for that. Our 2 minutes are up with an aye. We're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.